Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software, like Jira, Confluence, and Trello, help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. No matter if you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software keeps everyone connected and moving together as one towards shared company goals. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Hello and welcome to another edition of From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Chiefs took the practice field on Friday for the final time ahead of Sunday's matchup against the Washington football team. We heard from head coach Andy Reid, wide receiver Josh Gordon, and kicker Harrison Butker. We'll start with Andy Reid, then we'll hear from Josh Gordon, and we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, you'll hear from kicker Harrison Butker. Here's Andy Reid.
We look forward to the challenge of playing the Washington football team. And listen, I mean, I know they're well coached and they've got good players. And so our guys have had a good week of prep, and we'll get on the plane tomorrow and go down there. And the guys have done a good job thus far preparing to play what they know is a good football team. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Let's go first to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Coach. Charvarius has been out for a while now. I don't think we've talked a whole lot about his absence, but what sort of strain does that put on the rest of your guys? Because he was someone who was pretty reliable for y'all.
Yeah, well, we got Fenton back, and that helps. He did well last week, and so I think we're okay there. You know, we should be fine. And main thing is, he just said that thing heals up and he goes. I think we're close, like real close. So, but it wasn't quite back all the way yet.
Go ahead, Todd.
And then we're going to get a chance to talk to Josh here. You've had him here for a couple of weeks now. What's he been like off the field? Have you gotten to know him a little bit?
Yeah, listen, he's a quiet kid, but you'll find this out. I mean, he's a smart kid and well-spoken, and I've enjoyed him. I mean, he's easy to be around. Looks like he's fitting in with the guys well. I feel like he's in pretty good shape. So I think he came in pretty good shape, but just playing the game now, I think he's in a pretty good spot right now.
Let's go next to Sarin Petro. Go ahead, Sarin.
Coach, and I'll have a follow-up too, if I could, Brad. Just the getting the chemistry, right? Like, I know you guys are trying to find it. Injuries obviously complicates that problem. It's also happening in Washington, right? Their calling card last year was defense, and they've really struggled and haven't been able to get that side of the ball to click. What are maybe some of the challenges that are there that we don't see as media, as fans, that, you know, are bringing it together? Is it managing the personalities, people's home lives, you know, different, like what are some of the bumps that maybe aren't apparent that make it more difficult to find that chemistry and get it all in?
Yeah, so I think it's time. You got a bunch of new guys, and only time takes care of that. And I think the guys like each other, which you remember Bill Russell was asked that question about the self. Why were you guys so successful? And he says, because we loved each other, you know. So we're close, but we just don't have a lot of time with some of the guys. But it looks like it's coming together. Feels like that to me. And then just the reps. So we keep repping it and working. I think we'll be fine.
Patrick's mentioned a couple of things about, you know, his footwork. And I know that's always a challenge, right? Mechanics for any pitcher, right? Obviously any quarterback as well to do those things. So I know there's always probably drills and repetitions and things he has to work on that. But are the things that can get a guy off, like based, you know, whether it's his receivers are banged up and struggling to get open, are there things, are there bad habits that a guy, because I asked you a couple of weeks ago, like, hey, when is a guy kind of who he is as a quarterback? We were talking about Josh Allen and everything. You said about 3 or 4 years. Are there things that kind of can knock him off stride and you know, maybe he's not quite as mechanically sound?
Yeah, listen, you know this, and it's this way in every sport. You keep working your fundamentals and techniques. You're going to have a hiccup here and there. And then you just go right back to it, and you keep working it and maintain your confidence and so on. So, you know, we get rid of these turnovers and you know, now you're right back on track. So, and I have full trust in him, and I love the way he works. He always wants something new or evaluated or that. So he's not afraid of becoming even better than he is now. And that attitude will go a long way here.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach, on the injury front, how confident are you on Joe Tooney's availability for Sunday?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him, but he practiced today and looked like he did a good job. So, I haven't talked to him on this, Herbie, but he looked pretty good today, yes.
Go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, similar question. You had mentioned that Charvarius Ward is close. I know that Chris had tried to play through the wrist thing, and you guys kind of shut him down. Was curious maybe how close he could be to potentially returning to practice next week.
Yeah, no, he's close too. So both those two are close. And then Blake's is just a matter of his back calming down, and he'll be back in too.
We've got three left. We'll go Adam Teicher first. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy, I just wanted to ask you about Tyreek Hill. I know he returned to practice today. How did he look, and do you anticipate him being ready on Sunday?
Yeah, he was bouncing around pretty good, Adam. He was moving well. He's another one I haven't talked to here, but I just got off the field. So, but I'll see how he does, you know, when he's done here. But he was bouncing around pretty good out there.
Last two, we'll go Matt and then Nate. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach, you had mentioned earlier in the week about Josh that, you know, you envisioned maybe getting him a little bit more playing time last week. Just more practice time. Does that put him in an even better position, you think, this week to maybe see a little bit more action and fit in?
Yeah, there's a chance. You know, I mentioned he had 9 snaps, and then we went into the hurry-up stuff, but we still have, you know, a few plays on the game plan sheet from last week. He would have gotten right around there, probably 20 snaps or so, especially when we're in the throw situation. So I would anticipate him getting – he's got a couple more plays in the game plan. So I think he'll probably get a few more snaps in that.
Last to Nate.
We'll see how it times out, though, on that, Matt.
Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Andy. We've talked about the secondary a little bit this week, but I wanted to ask you about Legarius Sneed and the idea of him playing both the corner and being on the outside. Just what has your evaluation been of him, and how valuable will his play be moving forward if he does keep, you know, being in that sort of dual role?
Yeah, so I think it's good for him to get these snaps in here early in the season and at both. And there have been some learning experiences for him. One good thing about Legarius is he's not a repeat offender, as you'd say, in this deal. So that becomes important. He learns from his mistakes, and so I think we all have a lot of confidence in him. Still a young player, but he does some great things, and then he's learning some things too on the run here.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Yep. Be safe. Thank you.
Hey, Josh and Brad, I'll have a second question after this one as well. Josh, I know you've had good intentions when you've returned to football after being suspended in the past. I just wonder what tells you that this time might be different for you. And again, Brad, I'll have a second question.
You know, the opportunities, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have. Most importantly, this one being here, it's brand new. It's current. I'm in the present. So, you know, I'm taking it all in stride, and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I look forward to what the future holds here in Kansas City.
Okay, and your most recent suspension was in January. Can you kind of detail what you've been up to since then, between then and the time you signed with the Chiefs?
Nonstop working out most of the time, just working out, working my tail off and trying to stay ready for an opportunity if presented, and here I am. So.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Josh, what was it about Kansas City and this group of folks here that made you think this was the place where you could not only go win football games, but also keep yourself eligible, you know, on the straight and narrow with the league?
Well, Kansas City for an offensive player right now, obviously, in the offensive climate that we got in the NFL, is a dream destination. You know, it was an easy decision to make. And I think, I mean, I knew nothing about the city. You know, I just knew that there was a good group of guys here. The environment, I heard nothing but great things, the camaraderie, the family-like environment. And when I got here, I knew immediately this place that could, you know, look out for me, take care of me, and I could reciprocate that back and just come in and do my job, you know, and make it easy on myself.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Josh, welcome to KC. I was just curious, what's been the biggest challenge so far of kind of grasping this Andy Reid playbook?
Probably just some nuance of terminology, different words you use here and there. But I'm familiar with the offense going back to my days in Cleveland with Coach Childress was the OC, I think, then, and Pat Sherman was the head coach. So they knew Coach Reed from Philly. And a lot of it's the exact same. So fortunately, it didn't take me too long to understand the concepts.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Good, Matt.
Hey, Josh, welcome to Kansas City. Just curious, what were your first impressions when you got a chance to talk about Andy Reid and his expectations from you? And also Patrick, I mean, what was your kind of first impressions and what you've learned about him so far?
You know, with Coach Reid, I think, you know, he's a cool under the collar type of guy, you know, which I enjoy. You know, he didn't really hold me to any high standard, but to come in and be a professional and do my job, you know, and like I said before, I'm very appreciative for the opportunity. The fact that they showed interest was amazing to me. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I give that back to him, you know, each and every day. And with Pat, you know, he's a fired up young guy that loves the game so much. I think he loves winning. He enjoys it so much. I don't think I've really seen that, you know, from a younger player, but it's contagious. And I just love seeing him every day and in that environment and the attitude, and it can bring your energy up if you, you know, bump them down or something like that, you know. So look to 15, you know, and he's leading us all the way so far.
Next is Sam McDowell. Good, Sam.
Hey, Brad, I'll have a couple things. Josh, first of all, you know, just at your age now, 30 years old, you know, you played 64 games in this league, and obviously it's because of suspensions that you haven't played more. Is there urgency, given the age, that this opportunity has got to be the one that sticks and the one that works?
Fortunately, I don't have the wear and tear on my body. As somebody, you know, I guess normally in this age and stage in their career. So, you know, hopefully I can play until I'm 37, 38, who knows. But, I'm just, like I said, I'm just fortunate, I think, to be in this position. I don't feel like there's a rush to do anything or do something I've done in the past. You know, I just want to be a part of a great team and organization, play my role. You know, I know I'm coming in late to the system. You know, there's guys that have been here since training camp. You know, I really want to come in and try to earn my position. Obviously, if I get those opportunities, you know, I want to make a play for the team, most importantly, whenever they occur. So I don't really have any, you know, expectations as far as timeline-wise, but I just want to go out there and get my all.
And then I was just curious, you know, obviously you picked to come to Kansas City. How real was interest from other teams? You know, was it a decision that you had between a handful of teams, several teams? Can you kind of clue us in on that process?
Yeah, it was me and my group of reps, we were getting word of it. I think before the announcement became official, but you know, there was a few teams. Seattle obviously was still there, and you know, Kansas City, you know, came in, I think, at the last minute, and it was something that, you know, I think I've been eyeing and wanted to, you know, if given an opportunity, I would love to be here. And there were several other teams, though. I think that this was just the main one that made the most sense, you know. But
we've got four more, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, guys, so we're going to go right down the line, starting with Darren. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, Josh. Welcome to Kansas City, and be praying for you on your journey. Two real quick questions. One, with your skill set, what are you hoping to add to the Chiefs offense? And then when you, you know, when you leave the game, when you leave practice off the field, who is like your surrounding circle that, you know, that you associate with, so that way, you know, you kind of keep on that path that you're walking right now?
You know, there's a, like I said here, there's a great group of guys on and off the field. It's a real family-like environment. I got a great support staff off the field here in the facility, from player personnel on down. Given a lot of resources here, I think, to take advantage of, and they've been supporting me pretty much every day. So it's been an easy transition. I'll be honest, it's mostly just been focusing on football and and just handling life on life's terms. It's pretty normal.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Good, Seren.
Josh, you mentioned training, working out and everything for it. I know it's pretty sophisticated stuff these days, and there's different ways to measure how far you are. I know Sam asked you about, playing only so many games. You mentioned, maybe not as much wear on the tire, but do you have do you time yourself? Is your 40 what it used to be? Or, are you lifting more? Like athletically, where do you physically feel like you are compared to wherever you were on your best day?
That's an interesting. That's an interesting question. I mean, that's an interesting thing that I've been trying to gauge myself and feel that out for the entirety of my career. Obviously, I don't feel like I'm 21 anymore, but I still definitely feel about the same range, speed, jumping ability, quickness. I'm not like 10 out here like Tyree, anything like that. But longer ranger guy, so I know my ability. And I'm given the amount of work I put in, I think there's a level of confidence there. So I feel good where I'm at physically.
Last two, we'll go Harold, and then we'll go to Nate last. Go ahead, Harold.
Josh, I got to ask you, since you posted about it, you were at Garazzo's with Eric Stone Street. Just is that kind of how you've been welcomed to the community here and, hanging out with them? What was that, meeting like with those guys, and just how you've just been really welcomed and embraced? Is that just a point to how you've been welcomed and embraced around here?
It's been a rapid, I guess, acceptance to Kansas City, and it's been well received by me. I love it, and it's a great restaurant. It's a great restaurant, good food there. But no, Mr. Stone Street's a great guy. He's showing me the ropes a little bit as far as the community goes and what places to try to check off the list when I get the time. But it's been amazing to have that type of support. My first week here, and enjoy the camaraderie of the city and the community. And, I look to get behind them just as much as they do me.
And last one, Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Josh, given your situation, what did you feel like you learned most about yourself in these past 10 months to get where you are now? And what did you feel like you gained most in your first time playing with your new teammates?
Through this experience, I think most of all, it's just staying focused. You really have to have an extreme level of focus if you want to do anything consistently well in life. And I think perseverance, and gratitude, just appreciation for every day, being able to wake up, being healthy, having the resources I have at my disposal to use and really go out there and get what it is that I desire most in life. And that's right now is playing football, in the NFL. And grateful to be here. But your second part of your question, I missed that. I can't remember.
Yeah, just what did you gain most in playing last Sunday, and what was it like to be in that atmosphere with your new teammates?
It's electric here in Arrowhead. Even getting to watch in Philly, our Philly fans seasons are, but in Kansas City, it was good to see the people back in the stands. It was good to see, the offense move the ball. It was just to see the emotions of it all kind of pouring back in. It's like, okay, this is where I want to be. This is what it was all meant for. So I couldn't be happier.
Josh, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200 or 2 million, or whether your team is around the corner or on another continent altogether, Atlassian software is built to help keep you all on the same page from start to finish. That way, every one of your teams, from engineering and IT to marketing, HR and legal, can stay connected and move together as one towards shared company-wide goals. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
You just heard from Andy Reid and Josh Gordon. Now we'll finish things up with kicker Harrison Butker.
Hey, Harrison. Recently, Justin Tucker nailed the 66-yarder, and Dave Tope said that Chris Horton called him and said that you would be capable of that. What would it take for you to think to possibly hit from 67?
I think I'm definitely capable of doing that. I hit from I hit it off the crossbar from 68 yesterday. But I think, you know, Tucker's an innovator. He's done a lot of really creative things in the kicking game. And, you know, I don't know if everybody noticed, but for that kick, he kind of almost did a four-step approach, landed on his kicking leg. I think he talked about that a little bit. And I think that's just credit to him for figuring out, how do I get this ball through the uprights at maybe a distance that I can with my normal field goal approach. So, you know, I think he challenges all of us kickers to maybe extend our distance. But, you know, that was indoors. I think if I had wind in my back, I could do my normal field goal approach there. But, you know, I think you just got to get that opportunity, and you got to probably hit your A++ ball on that kick.
Let's go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Harrison, a lot more trend now going for fourth down, especially when you seem to get to that field goal range where you would come in around the 50-yard mark or 55-yard mark. I'm just curious, as a kicker, what goes through your mind now, knowing that, you know, teams are, including the Chiefs, are trying to go more for fourth downs than they normally have in the past? And just, like, you know, I know it's not a confidence thing for you, but it's more like, wow, they're going for more fourth downs. How do you take that as a kicker?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, we're trying to win football games, and the best chance of winning the game is scoring touchdowns, not field goals. But I talked with Coach Tobe in pregame warmups, and we kind of go over what we think the field goal line is. A lot of times, you know, it might be the 40-yard line, 42-yard line, depending on the weather. So I go into the game expecting maybe a 58-yard field goal as the game goes on. But, you know, if we got a 4th-and-3 with our offense, I think we got to go for it. So I'm in support of trying to get the first down and hopefully get a touchdown. But mentally and physically, I'm preparing for that long field goal if it occurs. And, you know, last game we had the 54-yarder pop up. But, yeah, mentally and physically, I'm still preparing to kick the field goal. And I think going for first downs and score touchdowns is what you want for winning games.
Go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, Harrison, based on Harold's question, do you feel like this is the best start to a season you've had in your career, even with maybe less opportunities than in the past?
I definitely feel my best. You know, I love the way I finished last year, and then I've been feeling really good this year. You know, 2017, I think, was off to a good start. You know, I had the first miss and then went on the streak. But, you know, I'm just taking it one kick at a time. I'm really challenging myself in practice, treating practice, every kick in practice like it's a game kick. And I'm happy where I'm at, and, you know, just working hard every practice, every kick I get.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually, we're great, but together, we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's AtlassianCom. Atlassian.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.